peace with. Actually, I was pretty sure he would come around, given time. The kind of guy he was being was the kind he held in deep contempt that had to seep through. But it sure was frustrating waiting him out. He came back home 4 days later, sobered up and cleaned up and looking halfway like the Raven I remembered. He was all apologetic. He promised to get straight and to do better. Sure. They do that, too. I would believe it when I saw it. I didn't make any big deal out of anything. I didn't preach. There wasn't no profit in that. He hung on pretty good. He looked like he was getting somewhere. But then, 2 days later, I came home and found him so stinking he couldn't crawl. Hell with him, I said. Chapter 7. They were running short-handed, what with Timmy laid up after getting caught in the blast of the tree's blue light. But Smeds did not see where it made any difference. They were not getting anywhere. They could not go out there in the daytime without being seen from the town. After dark, that monster always came and dug in its hole. They could not go out there then. And for a long time after it chased the monster, the tree remained alert, laying for more intruders. Timmy had found that out the hard way. It looked like there was maybe an hour each morning, just before dawn, when it might be possible to get something accomplished safely. But what? Nobody had figured that out. They sure weren't going to get a chance to chop the sucker down. Ringing it wasn't worth squat, even if you could get close enough for long enough to do it. How long for a ringed tree to die? Especially this kind. Somebody suggested poisoning it. That sounded so good that they talked it over, recalling things they had seen used to kill weeds and stuff. Only the method demanded that they have a poison, which meant going back to ore to buy it, with money they didn't have. And it might take as long as ringing the son of a bitch. Time was not an ally. Tully was in a panic about time already. He thought it a miracle no competition had yet shown. "We gotta do it fast," Timmy said. "We ain't going to get it done as long as that monster keeps coming around.
So maybe we help him find what he wants."
"You better got a mouse in your pocket when you say we, cousin," Smed said. "Because I ain't going out there to help that thing do squat."
"We burn it," Fish said.
"Huh? What?"
"The tree, fool. We burn it down."
"But we can't go out there and..."
Fish yanked a stick out of their woodpile. It was a yard long and 2 inches in diameter. He sailed it off through the woods.
"Take a while, but it'll pile up.
And in with a torch or two. Whoosh. Up in flames. Fire burns out, we go pick up our spike."
Smed sneered. "You forgot the soldiers."
"Nope.